The first cases of the monkeypox virus have been confirmed in Boulder County after four individuals tested positive for the virus this week. The state health department indicates Colorado has 80 confirmed cases thus far. Boulder County Public Health is currently monitoring the situation and working on a plan to respond to the cases, including co-hosting an online information session with Out Boulder County this evening at 6 p.m. We'll have more information about monkeypox after the headlines. President Joe Biden signed the Creating Helpful Incentives to Produce Semiconductor Science, or CHIPS Act, into law yesterday. The House initially passed the bill back in late July. The law will incentivize the innovation and manufacturing of semiconductors and bring more attention to scientific investments across the country. Colorado supporters of the law, like Congressman Joe Neguse, say it will help to create new high-paying jobs, help to fund research institutions, and provide more support for small businesses. Denver will raise its local minimum wage to $17.29 an hour starting January 1st of next year. Tipped workers will earn a minimum of $14.27 an hour. The schedule change comes amid economic influences such as inflation and rising housing costs. The change is meant to help hourly wage earners keep up with the current cost of living and help employers attract and retain employees. The Denver City Council originally approved Denver's minimum wage ordinance back in late 2019, but didn't go into effect until the beginning of 2020. Since then, the minimum wage increased from $11.10 in 2019 to $15.87 in 2022, and now will increase to $17.29 at the beginning of next year. In Boulder, where housing costs are significantly higher, the minimum wage remains pegged to that of the state, $12.56 an hour. Colorado will no longer charge sales tax on menstrual products and diapers. KG News' Chiara Damari has more.
Starting today, feminine hygiene products, menstrual products, and diapers for all ages will no longer have a sales tax charge in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis signed House Bill 1055 into law in June. The bill saw support from both Democrats and Republicans earlier this year. Bill sponsors say that eliminating the sales tax on these products improve affordability of and remove stigma from essential items. This statewide law follows on the heels of municipal measures in Denver and Aurora to create a sales tax exemption for menstrual products and diapers. For KGNU, I'm Chiara Damari.
Conservation groups are praising a scientific proposal to protect a large swath of western land that could help restore wolf and beaver populations. KGNU's Benita Lee has more.
Conservation groups are praising a scientific proposal to protect a large swath of western land that could help restore wolf and beaver populations. Researchers are recommending the federal government stop using portions of these public lands for grazing so that a wildlife corridor can be established from Washington State down to New Mexico. Scientists say successful reintroductions of wolves and beavers at Yellowstone Park and other wild lands show that these species make ecosystems thrive. Ecologists hope the plan, dubbed the Western Rewilding Network, will help restore streams and reduce drought, wildfires, and other effects of climate change. The paper's authors challenged the Biden administration to create this wildland network as part of his America the Beautiful plan. After taking office, Biden signed an executive order to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
Colorado State Senator Pete Lee is facing a felony charge alleging he provided incorrect residency information for voting purposes. Prosecutors allege the El Paso County representative listed his residency at an address in Colorado Springs in Senate District 11, but spends most of his time at a home in Cheyenne Canyon owned by his wife. Colorado state law requires that legislative candidates live in the district they represent for at least a year. When it came to the reasoning behind his residency, Lee told the Independent that he goes, quote, back and forth quite a bit. As chair of the state Senate Judiciary Committee, Lee has been an influential voice in the legislature pushing for police reform and accountability. The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office's Republican District Attorney Michael Allen handed the indictment down on August 3rd, while Lee's first court date is scheduled for September 8th. Expect high temperatures and sunny weather all throughout the Front Range today. In Boulder, a high of 93 and a low of 64. In Denver, a high of 94 and a low of 68. In Fort Collins, a high of 95 and a low of 62. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.